Chances are, if you're a viewer of mine, you're most likely into fitness. Maybe you're a beginner, maybe you want to start but you haven't yet, or maybe you're a few years into your fitness journey already. Whatever the case may be, these are the mistakes that I made on my own personal journey. These are mistakes that are specific to the goals that I have now, and whatever I deem a mistake, it may be something that you're doing right or that is congruent with your goals. I've been working out for about 4 years. I'm 100% natural for those who have asked, and I've fallen in and out of shape a few times on this journey, and I'm currently trying to get back in shape. So right now my body, it's definitely not looking the best, but regardless, you still may be able to relate to these mistakes that I made and learn from them yourself. So let's get into it. Number one, neglecting cardio. Now I can't stress the importance of cardio enough, and it's something I wish I would have added to my routine a lot earlier on. When I first started lifting weights, I thought that any sort of cardio would be, you know, killing my gains. And so with every workout session, I avoided it. I try to avoid it like the plague. I mean, after my workouts, I'd try to have little to no movement after, and I'd lay around all day thinking I was doing something beneficial. I'd also heard that doing cardio, it got in the way of efficiently building muscle. And I absolutely believe that doing too much cardio too frequently and intensely can damage the potential of your muscle growth. But I was under the impression that even the smallest amount of cardio was harmful for my growth overall, when it should have been a staple in my routine. I was also trying to bulk at the time, and I thought that any cardio was going to completely deplete the amount of calories I was consuming daily. And I also thought that I'm already burning enough calories with my resistance training, so there wouldn't be a point. Now, I really wish I would have known the importance of cardio when I first started out, because I believe it would have saved me a lot of pain in the beginning, because in my mind, this was a physique goal that I wanted to achieve, and I thought I was going to achieve. This is what I wanted to look like when I was bulking and not doing any cardio at all. Now, obviously, I wasn't going to look like this because, I mean, pretty much I was a naive newbie, but I think I would have been a lot happier with my progress, seeing some level of definition. But my progress around this time, it wasn't really satisfying at all, and I realize now that incorporating cardio, it would have benefited me a bunch back then, but we can't go back in time. However, what I can do now is stress the importance of cardio to you guys, because some of you may find this helpful if you were in the same place that I was. There's no doubt about why cardio is important. I mean, you learn this in health class. It's healthy for your heart. It prevents heart disease and obesity. It makes you capable of escaping certain threats. But the purpose of doing cardio when trying to build muscle and get stronger is to keep you looking aesthetic, diced, and lean. It allows you to consume more calories and protein too. And you know, who doesn't want to eat more food? Let's take a peek back in time when I was somewhat intermediate with my training, about 2 years in, with no cardio in my routine whatsoever. And as you can see, I look like I haven't touched a weight in my life. I was still under the mind spell that cardio was a harmful add-on to my workout routine. There were a few other mistakes that I made leading up to me looking like this, but neglecting cardio was probably the main reason for me having absolutely no definition. I want to give a little example. This one is about my little brother, and he's in the beginning of his fitness journey right now. He's been working out for about 6 to 8 months, I think, and he's currently trying to bulk up. And as you can see, one brother did some form of cardio and the other brother did not. And I'm the brother that did not, as you can tell. This is, you know, just one example, but if you want to get to a low body fat percentage while maintaining a good amount of muscle, I'd recommend 15 to 20 minutes of a light jog to a 1 hour walk 4 to 7 days a week. It doesn't have to be that much. And with that, I'd also tell you to experiment. If you notice that you feel burnt out from running too much, then maybe do an hour walk 3 times a week and a light jog the other 3 days. Or maybe walk throughout the weekdays and then do 15 minutes of jogging on the weekend days. Now, a large part of your fitness journey will just be you experimenting to see what works for you. Determined on your goals and how you see your body change in the mirror, or just how you see it change to your liking. It's actually funny that I mentioned that because, you know, while I've been making this video, I realized that I shouldn't even be going on runs 7 days a week like I have been doing. So I'm probably going to reduce it to 5 days just to see if I notice a slight difference in how I feel and how my body looks. And that just goes to show you, you know, experimentation. I'm still experimenting myself, and I still like to try new things and add new things to my routine. And, you know, and doing cardio like this, it may not even be beneficial to you at all, and you may only want to add 3 days a week of your preferred cardio, like swimming or cycling or something. But I believe some cardio is way better than none. Number two, diet. This was another crucial mistake that I wish I would have learned more about sooner, because this one is really important to have at least some knowledge on, especially as a beginner. When I first started lifting weights, I wanted to bulk because in the beginning my physique was so small, it was so weak and skinny. So what I thought the obvious fastest answer to changing my physique was just eating literally anything. Waffles, pizza, cereal, my mom's dinner, a large quantity of apples. I didn't care much about what it was, just that it was enough. My diet, it was very sporadic. I wasn't keeping track of how much I was eating or what I was eating. I thought that just simply eating in a caloric surplus more than I was consuming while I was skinny was going to get me huge and jacked. I didn't know much about protein intake, counting calories, or healthy dieting either. When beginning my fitness journey, instead of shoving literally everything in my mouth, I should have just gone on a lean bulk. So if you're a beginner getting into fitness and you want to build a good physique, do not underestimate the importance of your diet, because this is something that will most likely determine what your physique will result to in a few months to a year down the line. I mean, unless you have freak genetics and can literally eat anything and still look great, but you know, chances are you probably don't have those freak genetics. Even me, if I never stopped eating unhealthy, low value nutritional foods, I don't believe I would have achieved the results that I have today. When I did learn the importance of protein and dieting, I took it to the extreme. I thought dieting meant that I couldn't enjoy sweet tasting foods anymore. I thought everything had to be fat free and sugar free. I was eating the stereotypical bodybuilder meal of chicken, broccoli, and rice literally every day, overly obsessing about what I was putting into my body, being afraid of carbs, and thinking fat was the enemy. But this is far from the truth. You shouldn't be stressing over your food like that at all. For me, when I would mess up and eat something that had too much sugar in it or fat in it, how I would treat myself after was, it was horrible. I would think my gains were going to be eaten away from all the sugar I just ate, and that I was going to be back to square one, looking like the wimp I was so scared of becoming again. You know, it was pretty bad. But beating yourself up because your diet wasn't perfect one day, it's only going to develop a bad relationship between you and food. You want to go with a diet that is going to be healthy, fun, and consistent, not one that is so plain and depressing. And what that means is creating a diet that you can stick to, that you can eat every day without feeling the need to go and binge on highly processed fast food and Nutter Butters. A diet that feels like you're not even on a diet. Don't even call it a diet. You're just eating food that is best going to aid the process of building muscle. You want a diet that is high in nutritional value, high in protein, that fills you up while actually tasting delicious. Not the plain chicken breast that you can't even down because it tastes so bad, but the homemade French toast that is high in protein, low in fat, low in sugar, and it tastes like you just sat down at IHOP and ordered a meal. And my next video, it's going to be an update on what I'm eating now to stay fit, so stay tuned for that, because I have changed a few things. But for now, just know that you can enjoy your food. Don't eat what you don't enjoy, because you'll be more likely to throw it all out or, you know, fall off on your diet. As long as what you're eating is satiating, it fills you up, it's high in protein, low in sugar and fat, and you enjoy it, you'll be good. You know, say what you will about Greg Doucette, but he is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. And he also has great recipes on this. It's where I got my French toast recipe from, and it's been a savior for me. So I definitely recommend checking out his videos, and I'll leave his recipe video in the description below. I also recommend checking out his other diet videos because they have helped me a lot on this journey. And I'll also be recommending a few channels that have helped me with my fitness goals, because I gotta give out my flowers to the people that have helped me with this stuff, and maybe may also be able to help you too. A lot of these guys, they're experts in this space, and you should be taking advantage of the content that they put out there, because knowledge is key when it comes to fitness and bodybuilding. And that brings me to the next mistake that I made. Number 3, not watching informational videos. The internet is a great place. Sometimes, especially when it comes to information about bodybuilding and fitness, you can literally learn how to do any exercise with correct movement and form. You can learn about dieting, there's online forums dedicated to whether you should bulk or cut, niche communities for different workout styles where normal people, they share their tips and what works for them. And you can go all about this too without a physical personal trainer or a nutritional coach, and for free. Although there is a lot of bro science and false information in the online space, there is tons of great, genuine information right at your fingertips. And compared to the bodybuilders of the 80s, the 70s, the 90s, we are truly spoiled. It really wasn't so easy for them. They couldn't just pick up their smartphone at the gym and watch a tutorial to see if they were doing a movement correctly. They couldn't really record their form to analyze any flaws in their workouts. They didn't have access to thousands of inspirational stories where they could gain ideas, tips, and gauge other people's failures so they didn't go down that same route. You know, you get my point. Where I went wrong was not utilizing the internet, more specifically YouTube, to my benefit. This was such a dumb mistake I made because the first 2 years working out, it felt like I was just winging it. I had no knowledge outside of my personal experience, and I hadn't really taken the time to indulge myself in the information that would have benefited me greatly on my fitness journey. In my head, I thought I had it all figured out, and it was as simple as just picking up weights and putting them back down. It was when I started watching YouTubers like Greg Doucette and Kay Bogues when I started to really learn that I didn't know as much as I thought I did, and that there were a lot of things I was doing that were wrong. Whether it was my diet, the way I was performing my workouts, resting, programming, etc. There was so much to be learned. I realized bodybuilding and fitness in general is more complex than I thought. There's a whole science behind it, and it's really beneficial to learn about it. It's not rocket science. You don't want to stress out about not knowing everything there is to know, but having an idea about why and how certain things work when it comes to training, it can open up new ideas and bring in a deeper understanding about fitness and dieting. But at the same time, since there is a lot of information, you can get an information overload. You may find yourself stressing out about which workout or diet program works the best. And that's where I come in again and say, just experiment. Don't entirely rely on these YouTubers to teach you everything about this stuff. Most of it comes down to you actually experimenting and experiencing to see what works for you, not what works for them. But having all these resources and content to fall back on when you're stuck on something is so beneficial, and I really recommend you indulge in the unlimited information out on the internet about this stuff. I also want to give a shout out to all the YouTubers that have been such a great help to me while I've been on this journey. And these guys, they have really great information, and like I said, these are experts in their own spaces. Definitely recommend checking them out and watching their videos. So yeah. Number 4, ignoring certain muscle groups. I didn't like doing legs. Starting off, I often disregarded them. Even up until I began doing calisthenics, I wouldn't incorporate legs into any of my workout programs. I don't know why I ignored them, maybe because I hated squatting. I do remember dreading performing weighted squats. I just didn't have enough desire to train them. And throughout my fitness journey, I'd also have these phases where it was kind of on and off between the big and smaller muscle groups, like my legs, my traps, and my forearms. I was under the impression that only training my arms, my back, and my chest would get me looking like a pro bodybuilder, and so I crafted my program only surrounding those muscles. To me, those were kind of the cool muscles, and I wanted to blow them up as much as possible. Again, even when I first got into calisthenics, I'd mainly only perform push-ups and pull-ups. Not only will you look aesthetically unbalanced, but ignoring certain muscle groups could be a recipe for injury that could have been prevented had you involved all the important main muscle groups to your routine. This mistake, it's pretty easy to combat because all it really takes is someone telling you to include all of your muscle groups into your routine. I mean, it's really that simple. My first few weeks into the gym, I didn't even hit back. It was until one of the regulars there, he pointed out that I'd look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame if I didn't incorporate my back. And I remember he showed me exactly what I would look like, and he exaggeratedly slouched his shoulders forward, and it scared me into the next day when I hit the weight so hard on my back. Nowadays, my workout routine, it's not perfect, and I'm sure there are a few minor things I'm doing wrong now that I think I'm doing right in the moment, and maybe say like in a year, I'll probably make a part 2 of this video and talk about the mistakes I made around this time. But I do train legs now, 150 bodyweight squats a day, and my physique, it finally looks balanced, and I'm pretty satisfied with my programming right now and how it works with my current physique goals. So number 5, spending too much time working out. This is something I struggled with for a while. Sometimes my brain, it works against me in ways I don't want it to. And this one was hard to combat. It was until I started my current workout routine that I would train 2 to 3 hours a day. Anything less than that, my mind would say, nope, it's not sufficient enough for maximum gains. And I'd continue to exercise until I was fully satisfied with my workout for the day. When I used to work at the gym, I used to work the front desk. And I'd usually work out after my shift was over. And I'd be there so long, it would feel like I was living there full time. And it would leave me feeling very fatigued and tired throughout my days. And it made working out so much less enjoyable for me. Going hard in your workouts, it's brutal, depending on what kind of training you're into. And it can feel like self-inflicted torture sometimes. And, you know, we want to make it at least somewhat enjoyable so we don't easily get burnt out. But I recognize that working out for more than 2 hours creates a bad relationship between me and exercising. And it makes it harder for me to stay consistent. It hinders the ability for my muscles to properly heal and recover. And yes, you should go hard in your workouts, but if you're doing intense training for 3 hours a day, that's going to, I believe it's going to impact you negatively down the line, whether it's an injury, failing to stay consistent, or just simply losing interest in it because it's hard to get yourself up in the morning to go on that run, you know? The reason I work out 7 days a week now is because it doesn't feel miserable like it used to. My workouts, they only last an hour, so compared to how I used to train, my current routine, it's pretty much nothing to me. And I'll be honest, sometimes I still do dread working out because, well, this shit doesn't feel good, but it feels great knowing I don't have to dedicate 2 to 3 hours of my time anymore to overly stressing my muscles like I used to. I'm more satisfied with my results on my current routine. I learned an hour to an hour and a half is more than enough for me. It doesn't feel like I live to work out. It's just a supplement to my day. Do not go into the gym believing you have to work out for a long time like that. Especially if you're a beginner. It's only going to lead to an increase of exhaustion and fatigue throughout your day. And if you are working out for 2 to 3 hours a day, that's cool if it's working for you. And you don't have any problems with it, that's great. But don't be afraid to experiment with only working out for an hour, or maybe less, because you never know, you could be preventing future injuries, or you could feel a lot better than you do now, you know? So this is the last one, number 6. Thinking I had it all figured out and getting too cocky. This is kind of related to number 3, but you may get to a point where you think you just know everything there is to know about fitness, bodybuilding, calisthenics, etc. That couldn't be farther from the truth, especially if you're only a few years into it. I'm in my 4th year on my fitness journey, and I'm still not truly satisfied. I don't think I ever will be. My results, they're okay, but I know I still have much to learn and do before I can ever become a leader in this space. My beginning years at the gym were lower than decent if we're talking about quality, yet I still thought I was the shit because I was simply working out, something most of the population doesn't do. And I would walk around like I was the biggest guy in the room, but I looked like this. Also, my ignorance and naivety was not allowing me to open up to learning from the people around me. My grandma, she competed on stage as a bodybuilder back in her day. My older brother was also pretty diced, but I didn't even go to them for advice or, you know, I didn't ask them for any tips or anything. Yeah, I just thought I knew it all. Now, I don't want to advocate comparing yourself to other people, but that's kind of what happened to me. I thought I was the shit until I actually saw people who were the shit. And it was a big hit to my ego. I'm not just talking about the guys on Instagram who juice up and look like Bosnian Chads. I'm also talking about the David Goggins, the Bruce Lees, the Mike Tysons. Yeah, those dudes. Seeing humans that are on a whole different level than 99% of the population, it will ignite something in you, something beautiful. Hearing their stories, seeing the success painted on their bodies, hours of training to craft bulletproof mindsets and hardened muscles, but it will also blow out your ego like a candle, and that is a good thing. You don't want to compare yourself because often circumstances are different for everyone. But you want to immerse yourself in the top 1% of badasses. You know, draw inspiration from them. It gives you something to look up to and gives perspective that your job isn't done yet. Just because you can bench press twice your body weight or do 15 handstand push-ups doesn't mean you have it all figured out. There's much to learn. Like, for me, it was calisthenics. I never thought I'd be doing calisthenics because when I first started lifting weights, I was thinking, you know, that How could I even get into that? I didn't even believe I could build muscle doing calisthenics. You know, here I am, and I've gotten the best results that I've ever had while training. But in conclusion, your fitness journey, it's not going to be perfect. You're going to mess up a lot, and you're going to make many mistakes, and that's how it should be. But just know that you can minimize these mistakes and the impact of them by being patient and always striving towards experimentation and trying new things. So this is the end of the video. If you've made it to the end, I just want to say thank you for sticking around. I know I haven't been too consistent lately, but I'm going to be posting 1 to 2 times a week from now on. I promise. And I'll see you on the next one.